On this show, you'll find inspiration, motivation, and advice from experts, as well as valuable tips on how to get started or improve your business. Let's dive into how you can begin and grow your wisdom business. Inspiring others looks different for everyone. How will you inspire? Welcome to the Wise Dome podcast. And today we're chatting with Sophia Soul. Sophia brings people together from across the globe whose wish is to achieve more in their lives than they currently have. Sophia, welcome to the Wise Dome podcast.
Thank you, Nikki. It's a pleasure. It really is a pleasure to be here.
That's good to hear. Let us start with how you actually got started in this business.
Oh, Nikki, how long have we got? Some people might really understand this, and some people might think it's a little bit woo-woo, but I really go on guidance. I truly, truly do. A couple of years ago, I was living a completely different life. I was doing sound healing. I was travelling. I was home free, as in I did not have a home. I just travelled, house sat, and did sound healing. Mm-hmm. And then I was brought down to where I currently am in Newcastle for a house sit and was told, given guidance, that I was going to stay here. Mm-hmm. And I was going to settle and no more house sitting. And I was going to start paying rent, which I completely objected to, really seriously objected to, because I never paid rent. Yeah. You know, why? You know, I don't, you know, when you can house sit. But the reason why that was that I found out a little while later is to have the honour of being a co-creator of a global community. And how that actually started is I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were both just starting to share how we keep getting guidance or feelings to create a global community for women all over the world. Mm. At that stage, this was before COVID, just before COVID, that we thought it was very similar to Meetup. Right, that you go out and you have a coffee. It's providing opportunities, because, you know, it's in our DNA that women like to connect and gather in community. So we were going to establish, we were the global communities women, so they could connect, they could belong, they could share. Mm. And we started that, and then a little bit just after we did that, a little bug came visiting and turned the whole world upside down, which, like a lot of people, we've actually experienced, there's a lot of benefit in that, because it was during that we got this feeling or thought that, you know, women like to chat. Wouldn't it be good if we could provide a platform for women to chat with other like-minded women, other women all over the world, on a specific interest? Mm-hmm. So whatever interest you've had, whether it's business, whether it's astrology or healthcare or human design, anything that you can talk about online, we can provide a platform for. Mm. So we did. We created what was then Sacred Feminine Tribes, and it just kept building. It just kept building. Amazing. Sacred Feminine Tribes merged into, which is now our sacred community. Mm-hmm. And we now have, you know, a global platform of women to connect all over the world.
That's amazing. How did you build the audience? Because obviously, you know, we're like you said, we're people who meet for coffee, and it was more face to face. So how did you build it all online? Was it just
straight away? It's just really organically. We still haven't even launched yet. I mean, we are still
building. I love it.
Our website. I keep saying that we're going to launch. We were going to launch in February, but other things keep coming to add to our website. A lot through word of mouth, a lot on social media. I'm on social media every day. I do a lot, like yourself, a lot of interviews. I connect. I'm a connector. I love talking to people and networking. And if someone wants to talk to someone about that, then I'll connect them with someone else. Mm-hmm. So it really is mainly just organic, and just you've really got to just get yourself out there. All of this what I did, even though when I first started, you know, there was no way you were going to get me in front of a camera. you know, but now it's like I just go out there and just chat to people, just talk to people, and then other people talk to other people, and slowly it's building.
Well, that's really good, because it is, word of mouth is so strong, isn't it? The value of that is so strong, and it's, you know, proof in the pudding, isn't it, in a sense, because they pass on what they've learnt, or, you know, the little message that they got out of a simple conversation through you or the community. That's really good. And so you mentioned, obviously, you haven't launched yet, but you're looking to launch. What are you looking to sort of offer when you are going to that launch mode?
When we do our final launch, we've done a couple of soft launches. What I call soft launches is to bring in new hosts, because we've got, like I said, we've got over 30 special interest tribes at the moment, on all different topics, all different subjects, like I said, from astrology, human design, healing with herbs, psychic development, business. We've got a really wonderful business tribe, all sorts of things, self-esteem, anything on personal development. So we put a call out for new hosts for tribes, and then we put another launch to bring in new members, which we're still doing. I mean, we're still running our foundation member special.
But
we are working on our website. We will be offering a platform for people who have businesses to promote their services. So whether you run a one-on-one service, a course, a class, or events, we will be offering that. At the moment, we can offer events, but we're still getting all the other ones, the courses and classes. And when we have that done, and you know, everything else, it doesn't have to be perfect. It's not going to be perfect. It won't be finished. It won't be finished, because this is a ongoing, growing thing. We know that. But once all that's done, at the moment, if I showed you my website, you'll see a banner that this website's still under construction.
Yeah.
When we get our service provider stuff up and running, and we take off that banner, then we'll be really focusing on doing a big launch with masterminds and even a summit.
Yeah. Oh, good on you. Good luck.
Thank you. As you know, it's a lot of work.
Yeah. But it's worth it in the end, isn't it? It's all worth it, and you've got something to share. The community you're building is massive. It's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. It will be. Well, I said, I just know, because, again, it's guidance. It really is universal.
Yeah,
I've seen it. I've dreamt about it. I know. I don't know how we're going to get there, and I don't know how long it's going to take. Hopefully not too much longer, but I know what's coming, and it really is. It's just an opportunity for like-minded people, mainly women. We will be opening up to men. We do have one man with us at the moment, but it's just an organic thing. And, you know, it's an opportunity for women to connect. It's also a really good funnel for anyone who has businesses.
Because,
as you know, the days of cold calling are gone.
Yes, exactly. Right. And it's about building connections. It's
about building connections.
And, you know, I guess it's not, you know, I understand that, networking is, you know, networking. You're casting a net out there to see if, you know, you can, you know, build connections in a way of how can you help me, how can I help you. But I think one of the biggest things which I love about those who build communities, such as yourself, it's like just it's literally just really building a community of like-minded people who are all there to support each other. Yes. And it's, you know, there's energy being passed between one and the other. There's messages that, you know, just to pass through, and a simple conversation of how are you going, what are you up to, and like you said, connecting people with one another, like that's, and that leads me to my question to you. Is there anything that you learnt already along this journey thus far?
Lots of lessons have been learnt.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of lessons. Oh, my God. You never know what you're going to be doing and what you're getting yourself in for. Lots of lessons. But truly, like for me, I've always known that my life has been for service. Always. Mm-hmm. My whole life. Yeah. I've just known that.
Yeah.
In all the other things that I've been doing, like my sound healing, and my sound healing is still a passion to share the secrets of sound, that there are other ways, not just drugs and surgery.
Yeah.
But for the community, like for me, what brings me the greatest joy is seeing everyone else get so much benefit.
Yes.
I had an experience a little while ago, because I host some of our tribes, right? And when we first started, I thought, oh yeah, it's easy, I can host 10 tribes. Yeah, well that didn't work out too well.
Yeah.
You can't host tribes and build a community. But I had this experience a little while ago where I was seeing other people in a tribe, and a tribe is just a group of women connecting online. And I just had this real thing is that I'm not meant to host the tribes. I'm just meant to be in the background to help it all grow and allow to empower.
Mm.
My biggest thing is, one of the things is to empower other women and other men, other people. Now, I've spent a lot of my life having absolutely no self-worth, self-esteem, nothing. I've gone from complete rock bottom, to being able to rebuild that and empower myself. And I really, one of my other passions is to empower other people and to see them connect with others, to see them to fulfill their passion.
Yeah. That's fulfilling just in itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you ticked that box.
Thank you.
When you actually decided, and you said you co-founded this, so how did that come about, like that whole co-founding situation? Just you mentioned that I know
it's just through a friend, and we were just talking.
Yeah.
I mean, we really were just talking and had at that stage had no idea what we were getting ourselves in. I've always been an organiser. I've run my own meetup groups before. I've run retreats before. You want to do something, I can organise it for you, truly. And it was like, okay, so what are we going to do? And I said, well, at that stage it was like, well, let's get something going in Newcastle, because I'm in Newcastle, and also Sydney. And we did, and we just started. I started a meetup group. We just started having local gatherings, going out for coffee, just meeting people.
Yeah.
I got involved in, a lot of Facebook groups. I do a lot of networking. Put it out
there. That's a big thing, isn't it? Network. I'd love to ask you, with regards to everything that you've built to this point.
Yes.
Is there any major lesson that you've learned from your audience with respect to how you've built what you've been building?
To listen.
Yeah.
To really listen and to let go of what I want and what I think and what we should do.
Yeah.
And to really, really, because to me that is just trusting the guidance, following what other people need. If you're building for us, because the main thing is a community, then it's got to be for the people. It's not for me.
It's about them.
Yeah, exactly. It's not my social community. It's our.
Yeah.
And as long as if it's, it's safe and it's legal.
Yeah.
And everything else, which then to really listen, and also really listen to feedback. Ask what people want.
Mm. Yeah, And to know with respect to, you know, how you've grown, especially, you know, it's obvious, you know, like you said before, you're normally an introvert, you know, you're shy, normally shy person and so forth, and seeing how you've obviously developed yourself into a more confident person, that would have been a big shift for you.
Yes. Yeah, huge. And like I said, I mean, as I was growing up, because I've got a genetic condition, and I was extremely bullied because I look different.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm vertically challenged. If you, one day I hope to meet you in person, and you'll see that, you know, I'm 4 foot something, at a very, you know, just slightly vertically challenged. Especially in, you know, high school and stuff. You know, when you're different, when you stick out.
Mm.
Children don't know how to cope with different things.
Mm-hmm.
So I got very bullied, and that's what happens a lot in today's, and so much so that I didn't even think that I was worthy enough of speaking.
Mm.
So I developed a really bad stutter.
Right.
I had a lot of problems with my voice because I just wouldn't talk.
Mm.
Right. And I, at some stage later, I don't know exactly when, but I made the decision that, you know, it's my life. I am responsible for my life. If I've got a choice, I can be a victim of the world. I can be a victim of the condition that I've got. You know, I can live in my story and I can say, oh, poor me.
Mm.
You know, sitting here talking to you and it looks like I've got no hair. I'm just looking like a... Camera's doing interesting things with my hair today, but I do have a little bit of hair. But like, I could be a victim of my story, or I can use my story and turn it around and empower myself, empower that, and change and take responsibility for my life.
Yeah.
And for me, one of the ways of doing that is just going out and doing it, whatever I feared.
Yeah.
I just go out and do. If I fear doing videos, I did videos every day. If I feared, you know, if I feared talking out and speaking to people, I just do it. Good I just job. Do it because I'm not the only person. You know, we all have that. We all go through. Every single person, even the best, and you know, even Tony Robbins, when he first started, would have gone through his.
Yeah. Exactly. We've all got to start from somewhere, don't we?
Yes.
And it's just taking that step. And, you don't have to make a huge leap in the first round. You just do step by step, slowly, slowly, and you'll sort of build that up. What advice would you give anyone that's looking to start a community, especially such a community such as yours?
To realise that everything takes time.
Patience.
Right? And patience. And to know for me, to know that, whatever happens is happening for a reason, right? So, you know, if it was really up to me with unlimited resources, then it'd be a lot different. But just to know that, you know, it will happen. Never, ever, ever give up on your dream or your passion or your vision. Keep that vision there. Keep it always. And it will happen. It may just happen and take a little bit longer than what we were hoping it to happen.
Yeah.
But it will happen. And just, you know, just reach out to people in whatever way you can.
Yeah. You're amazing to talk to.
So are you.
So the whole purpose of, you know, starting a community such as what you've done is obviously helping others connect with each other and obviously grow, you know, taking steps if they're building a business or if they're looking to learn more about like human design and things like that. You mentioned, you know, people could come into the community such as if they're a coach or, you know, course creator or something like that. How would one actually join? Like you said, you're starting your membership, you'll be launching that when it's ready. But when they actually join in, whether they're a host of a tribe or whatever, what happens from there once they join?
Okay. Well, at the moment we've got two memberships ready, available. We've got membership for the tribe, mm-hmm. tribe members and for hosting tribes. What we don't have ready at the moment is the service providers to offer their actual services.
Right. Okay.
But so when someone joins us as a member, mm-hmm. right, then they get to join any of the tribes. You can join all of them if you like, even though we don't really recommend it.
Too much information overload.
Very much information overload. But the good thing is that you can join more later.
Yeah.
And then you can leave some, you can join some. All an experience.
Yeah.
It's all experience. So you just come along and you join. And like I said, we've got all different tribes. Some tribes run weekly, fortnightly, monthly. Mm-hmm. Some are just chatting. Support stuff. Some are actually learning things. If you want to learn about astrology or astropsychology or, like I said, all human design, anything like that. So tribe members can come and do that. And as a host, if you've got a business, absolutely, and also if you've just got a passion. Now, we also run tribes where we've got women who get together, they just it's craft and chat.
Yeah.
Every fortnight they get together and they do crafting and chatting together. It's not a business, it's just a service. One of our other hosts also runs a tribe for women with cancer.
Oh, wow.
Or experiencing the effects of cancer. So anything that you want to connect with other people online, we can do that. Also locally, we do run our local social tribes where we do go out and meet for coffee.
Oh, awesome.
Right, so we do. So we've got that balance, because we live in a world now, when we were in COVID, everything went online. When we got out of lockdown, everyone went offline because we were so needing that. But now it's coming back into a balance. We still need to meet to connect face to face. But everyone's also realizing that there's so much more on offer online.
Yeah.
So we have that. But if you've got a business, if there's anyone out there who has a business, the tribes, I said, are really wonderful funnels because you get members, whatever you've got a business in, an interest in, there are other people out there who have that interest.
Yeah.
So they come and join your tribe, they get to know you, they get to like you and trust you. You might offer whatever it is, like, for example, one of our astrologers, the astrologer for Women Tribe, every month she gets together and she talks about the different houses. Right? But if people want to know more, if people want to have a consult, an astrology consultation, or they want to learn astrology, then they go see her for a consult or do her course.
Right.
So she makes money from her tribe. It's the same as the human design. We're learning about human design, but if you want a human design consult and you really want to go into it, you go see the host and and you pay the host and they make money. So it's a wonderful way to build a funnel, to build a business, because you've got people there, like I said, who have the same interest. You share some wisdom, you share your passion, and then when they want more, they buy from you.
Yeah. Well, it's a very good business model that you've got set up there because you're supporting other businesses. It's not just, your own business, but you're supporting a number of other businesses to, achieve their own goals or even just share what they have to share, which is really great to hear. I'd love to know what your legacy is that you're looking to leave.
Oh, my legacy. My legacy would be can I share two legacies?
Yeah, business, personal, whatever you want.
So personally is I have this thing of remember our own magnificence. I think it was Anita Majani who said it.
Yeah.
That, we really, no matter what we go through, the struggles, the challenges and everything else, we really are magnificent beings. And when we can get in touch with that, magic can happen. And again, with business, it really is like just to follow your passion. Because if we're passionate about something, we never get tired. That's what I find is when I, you know, I can sit on a computer all day, and I might, you know, and I'll go and have, you know, naps, and I'll go to sleep at night, but then I'll wake up and do it again tomorrow because it's my passion. So as long as if I'm fulfilling my passion, then everything will work out. I won't get tired. I will be successful. It's guaranteed. You know, if I'm doing something because I think I have to, or I think I should, or someone else has said, or this type of stuff, it won't work. But if I'm in touch with my passion, with my calling, then you know, it will happen.
Yeah,
just time.
And you gotta have patience. Like you said, if we had, you know, if we had unlimited funds to help pay for this, do this, do that, you know, things obviously happen a lot quicker. But, you know, it's the message that has to be said. And sometimes that message just takes a little bit of time to cook. Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's wonderful. Absolutely. Well, I have to say, Sophia, you've been lovely to chat to today. And I would love to ask what your offer you might have to share with our audience today.
Well, two things. One is that we have a very special, it is a meditation, but it's more than a meditation. It's an exercise. It's an experience. It really is. Right. For anyone who would like to meet their higher selves, right? And I know a lot of people, you know, do that, but this is, it's just a special experience.
Yeah.
All right. So I'd definitely like to share that with your audience. And also with our membership, I'd really like to give one of your audience members a complimentary membership. Okay, if I may, I'll say, you know, like for anyone who wants to join us today, it's just $1. And then you can have 21 days to experience.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's just $15 Australian a month.
Wow.
And you get to experience all the tribes.
Yeah. Okay?
All the tribes, not a problem as long, and go to all the meetings and everything else.
But
for one of your tribe, your audience members, I was going to say tribe members, but if one of your audience members would like to join our tribes, and then if they contact me, then we can give it to them complimentary.
Done. Well, thank you so much for that. That's a lovely offer to share with our audience today. And like I said, you've been fabulous to chat to, Sophia. You really are lovely. And it's been wonderful learning about, you know, how you've gone from, you know, like you said, just traveling the world, just living a, you know, an open, free life, which, you know, is amazing. And now sharing this and actually bringing all of that that you've learned, you know, meeting people and so forth into this, you know, business. It's really great. And it sounds like a wonderful community you're building there and opportunities for other people as well. So that's really commendable there. So on that note, all the details on Sophia's offer will be in our podcast summary below. Be sure to click on the link and don't forget to subscribe. Thanks again, Sophia.
Thank you, Nikki, for having me. It has been an absolute honour.
Lovely.
Love it.
Thanks for listening to the Wise Dome podcast. If you enjoyed and have been inspired by this episode and you'd like to support the podcast, do subscribe and please share it with others. Post about us on social media or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, Nikki Kelly, you can follow me on Instagram at Wise Dome Podcast, WISEDOME Podcast. I'm Nikki Kelly. Thanks again, and we'll catch up next time.